Although the geocentric view seems nonsensical to us today, if you consider it from the past point of view, it is our views that are ridiculous. If the Earth is indeed moving, why can we not directly observe its motion when we are living on it? We all know what it feels like to run, to ride in a car, to travel in a plane. If the Earth were indeed moving 67,000 miles per hour at least, shouldn't we be able to feel that, or at least observe it somehow without needing a telescope? Aristotle's views not only made common sense, but they made artistic sense. His system was composed of perfect spheres, with Earth in the exact center. It was pretty, rather than the more accurate view today, that planets travel in ellipses, or imperfect circles, and that the planets, including the Earth, are imperfect. The end of any argument for most Western thinkers before the Enlightenment was the Bible, the Word of the Lord. The Bible has this to say about the movement of the Earth and the Sun. Sun, stand still at Gibeon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stopped. The sun stopped in mid-heaven, and did not hurry to set about for a whole day. Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Joshua had God's help in commanding the sun to stand still. Therefore, God controls the motions of the sun and the planets. Therefore, to question this setup was seen as the equivalent of questioning God. End of argument. Note that even with our heliocentric views today, we do not call it Earthrise, which would be more accurate. We still call it sunset. All these reasons, observational, religious, and common sense, made geocentrism very convincing, so much so that no one wanted to switch, even when the data became a little bit off. When planetary motion was observed not to match a perfect sphere, spheres on spheres were added to the Aristotelian universe. Eventually, by the time of the Renaissance, spheres on spheres on spheres were needed to account for all these odd observations.